From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Five bottles of liquor worth a total of about $220 were stolen in an early Saturday break-in at the LCBO store on Waterloo Road. One 16-year-old suspect has been arrested. A 19-year-old is still at large. Timmins police say the pair forced the front door open using burglary tools. Traffic was blocked from the area of Commercial Avenue and Cameron Street for a while yesterday afternoon because of a downed power line. Timmins police say a tractor-trailer hit a pole, pulling the line down, then left the scene. Investigators are hoping a witness to the incident can help identify the truck. 4,183 people are in Ontario hospitals today being treated for COVID-19. That's 296 more than yesterday. 38 more have died. The next Ontario election is less than 5 months away, and Premier Doug Ford finds himself with record low popularity ratings. The latest survey by the Angus Reid Institute shows 67% of those asked either disapprove or strongly disapprove of Ford's performance. About the same percentage feel the Premier has done a poor or very poor job handling the pandemic. Under provincial law, the next Ontario election must be held by June 2nd. Advanced manufacturers in the north can now apply for funding through a new provincial program. Economic Development Minister Vic Fedeli says applications are being accepted for the $40 million Advanced Manufacturing and Innovation Competitiveness Fund. He says money is available for companies to invest in the equipment, advanced technologies, and skilled workforce needed to improve competitiveness and growth.
We want a minimum of 10 employees. We want 3 or 4 more years of financials. This will be a minimum of $500,000 in eligible project costs. So this is designed with all of Ontario mind and will help bring back jobs into the north as well.
Fedeli says various industries, including automotive, aerospace, life sciences, information technology, steel, and chemical, can get involved. A small group of Canadian Special Forces has been deployed to Ukraine. CTV News is reporting that move as Ukraine is on the brink of an armed conflict with Russia. Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly met with the Ukrainian Prime Minister yesterday and reaffirmed support for Ukraine's sovereignty from Russia. An estimated 100,000 Russian troops have been stationed at its border with Ukraine, with many fearful it could be the prelude to a potential invasion. Russia is denying those claims. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.